listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Rachel Spears. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Friday, February 28th, 2025. Here are the headlines to start your day. Tonight at 8 p.m., the Northwestern men's basketball team will take on Iowa in Welsh Ryan Arena. This will be their second-to-last home game of the season. Their chances of making the March Madness tournament are slim, and they will not receive an automatic bid because they are ranked 14th in the Big Ten. The Northwestern baseball team is also playing today against 17th-ranked Duke. The game is taking place in Durham. The teams will face off for a second time tomorrow afternoon. On campus, the Weinberg College of Arts and Science, the Medill School of Journalism, McCormick School of Engineering, and the School of Communication have all taken down their pages for diversity, equity, and inclusion. As of 8 p.m. last night, the School of Education and Social Policy, CESPE, still had their DEI page up. All of this comes as new Trump administration executive orders have placed pressure on Northwestern to change some of its policies. Federal funding to the school and its students are also in jeopardy. In Evanston, street cleaning will return on Monday, March 3rd. If you haven't moved your vehicle on the days when the street cleaning will occur, there is a $75 ticket that you may have to pay. Monday is Pulaski Day, which in Chicago means that courts and government offices will be closed. Those closures will affect all of Cook County. Those schools will be open. It's a Polish-American holiday that honors a Revolutionary War veteran who is the father of the American cavalry. It is always celebrated on the first Monday of March in honor of Pulaski's birthday on March 6th. Today, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will visit President Donald Trump in the White House. They're expected to discuss peace deals for the war being fought in Ukraine after Russia invaded the country more than 3 years ago. They're also expected to discuss a rare minerals deal that would involve the U.S. digging for minerals in Ukraine. Today is National Tooth Fairy Day, National Skip the Straw Day, and National Chocolate Souffle Day. Today is the final day of February, and it is also National Floral Design Day. So as we head into March, and with that spring, take in the natural beauty that Evanston has to offer. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Rachel Spears. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or wnur.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week for another edition of The Daily Cat.